Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 539. Can you stop investing when you hit your retirement number? Part 1 by Jason Hull with PTMoney.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dan. Happy Thursday to you. This is, of course, where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And now let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Can you stop investing when you hit your retirement number? Part 1 by Jason Hull with PTMoney.com. Quote, "The rearview mirror is always clearer than the windshield." Warren Buffett. Remember those ING ads where people were carrying around big orange random numbers? Those numbers represented the amount that they needed to have in assets to have a safe and secure retirement. The ads were trying to create awareness that there's a magical, mystical number that supposedly guarantees that you won't have to eat cat food or dive in dumpsters when you stop working. I was recently at a FinCon meetup with PT, and he asked me a thought-provoking question. He was looking at the sum in his retirement accounts. He took that number, assumed a certain rate of return in the market between now and when he reached age 59 and a half, and the result was his number. "Does this mean I can stop contributing to retirement accounts?" he asked me. Before we can start to answer that question, let's dig a little more deeply into the issue. Retirement accounts. Why 59 and a half is a magic number? Many years ago, the U.S. government decided that it would be in the best interests of folks like you and me if we started saving for our own retirement. Social Security was originally meant to effectively match the average life expectancy of an American. So you'd work until age 65, retire, and on average, drop dead. No need to pay benefits. It's also not meant to be your primary source of covering your living expenses. The legal term for Social Security is OASDI, Old Age Survivors and Disability Insurance. It's insurance. If it was meant to be income, then they would have called it such. But we Americans came to rely on Social Security as more than just a security blanket for when we got older. And we, on average, started outliving that pesky age 65 milestone. The amount spent on Social Security started catching up with the amount put into the lockbox, which is a different story for a different day. Thus, the government decided to give us an incentive to sock away money for retirement. We needed incentives, after all. We all have a part of our brains derived from our limbic systems that we share with monkeys, which I call monkey brain. Monkey brain wants pleasure, and he wants it now. He doesn't care that at some point in the future we're going to have to deal with all the negative repercussions of our decisions. That future you is a stranger, and therefore we don't value future you's pleasure nearly as much as we value our own pleasure. This is called hyperbolic discounting, and it's because of hyperbolic discounting that we need incentives to save for our retirement. If it were up to monkey brain, we'd spend all, and then some, of our money now on toys, gadgets, and sparkly shoes. And through some act of magic involving rainbows, unicorns, and a large stack of bacon, we'd wind up in retirement with everything hunky-dory. Thus, we had to create incentives to set aside money for our retirement, or we'll never do it. We'll carpe diem until there are no diems left to carpe. That's why the government created a retirement plan structure that gives us tax incentives to set money aside for later. I'm sure if I look in the congressional record, I'll find the term monkey brain somewhere. There are two main types of tax-advantaged retirement accounts that I'll briefly describe, employer-based and individual. Employer-based. These retirement accounts are ones where your employer either funds or matches what you put into the retirement account. The most common ones are 401ks, 403bs, 457s, and TSPs. Individual. These retirement accounts are ones where you're responsible for funding the account. This is your standard IRA. There are also, in most plans, two choices for tax treatment of the funds down the road. 1. Traditional. In a traditional account, you defer taxes until you withdraw the funds from the account. You usually get a tax incentive now in the form of a deduction from your current taxes. Then, later, you'll pay ordinary income taxes on what you withdraw, no matter how much it has or hasn't grown. Or 2. Roth. In a Roth account, you pay taxes now and contribute to your Roth accounts with after-tax dollars. In exchange, you get to withdraw the money tax-free when you retire. There are restrictions on Roth eligibility for some accounts based on your adjusted gross income. The government gives you a carrot to create an incentive for you to contribute to these accounts, but it also has a stick to beat you with to keep you from withdrawing too early. That's the early withdrawal penalty, and it's usually 10% of what you withdraw. In general, with some employer-sponsored plans like the 401k and TSP, this is age 55, and with most IRAs, it's age 59 and a half. Withdraw before the magic age, save for some certain hardship conditions, and you get whacked with a 10% penalty along with having to pay the applicable income taxes. Wait until after the magic age and you're golden, though there are also penalties for not taking enough out of traditional retirement accounts once you reach age 70 and a half. That's why PT mentioned 59 and a half as the magic age. But should he stop contributing since he's projected to hit his number by taking the ultimate couch potato approach and doing nothing more than letting the market do its magic? To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, Can You Stop Investing When You Hit Your Retirement Number? By Jason Hull with PTMoney.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And that's going to do it for today. Thank you for being a subscriber and regular listener. You have played a huge part in keeping these podcasts going. I'll be back tomorrow to finish up this post, so I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.